So at 1 o'clock today, Sunday, I turned up at the Brampton Hut, which is a service station on the A1 junction with the A14. And I can't remember ever seeing so many bikers in one place. There were two huge queues, 10 bikes thick, all waiting to go their separate directions. One stream of bikers going down the A14, one stream of bikers going up the A1 North. I just joined what seemed to be the largest stream because it looked like more fun. And I was surrounded by fellow Triumph riders. There were Harleys, even sure a couple of backpatched Hell's Angels, which was nice. No shotguns by their side, but quality group of people all rallying for the same thing. I didn't see many L-plated bikes because I think they were on a different route. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Dan. I'm from Peterborough. We did a learner's route. A lot of non-learners did turn up, but we did from Oxney Road, Sainsbury's, to Haddon, which is where the main one finished as well. We had about 36 bikes, which only about 10 of them turned out to be learners. We're now at Haddon with all the rest of them.
And they're all peeling off now, but there must have been hundreds here. I don't know, thousands on the road. I can remember seeing to the horizon in front of and behind just bikes, and even some police bikes, which I can now see parked up, getting some fuel or something. So tell me, who contacted you and why do you think it's important to be here?
Tracy, who led the one that you talked about earlier, the main one from Brampton Hut, she contacted me because she knows my mum from a different group about setting up a learners one. So I contacted Mag, who set up the whole of it all around the UK today, and they authorised me to do a learners one on the parkways rather than the motorways. So that's how it all got set up.
So how difficult is it being a motorcycle rider nowadays?
It's not so much difficult as much as people like from the MP side like to interfere, make it harder to be on the road. I think they are trying to get people off the bikes because they see it from the danger side as we see it from the congestion side.
So what? How long is the process now? Because I went away for like 4 or 5 days and I got my licence that way. I just wanted to get it over and done with, and I came out with a motorbike licence. Do you think in the next 5 years it's going to be almost impossible?
They are certainly making them harder. You can still do your CBT in a day, which is what I hold to be a learner. But to do your full bike licence, it does take about a week, like you said, but they are planning on making that harder, more expensive. They're also talking about making it so there's more tests that you have to do.
So what do you think the motives are behind all of these new proposals?
Like I said, I think the MPs think that it's dangerous. They like to look at it from the danger side. They like to think that we're a bit speed freaky and that we do like to break laws. But we're not all like that, you know. And, a lot of it is down to money.
Interesting. So I'm guessing we need to come up with alternatives. If they want to save lives, we need to say ban smoking. Are you a smoker?
I'm not. I'm an ex-smoker, but I do believe that smoking is more dangerous than riding a bike.
If you had to give up one, I guess you've already done it.
Yeah, definitely smoking. I quit smoking when I had my son, who is now 5 months, but I still ride because I don't believe it's as dangerous as people make out.
I think that, for me, definitely being on a bike makes me very aware of my mortality. I've got a little boy as well, and I don't know, I could probably save thousands and thousands of lives with my proposal. That is to put a 6-inch spike in front of the head of every person driving a car, just to show them sometimes what it feels like when you are riding a bike in and around dangerous car drivers, or at least car drivers that do get a little bit relaxed and don't pay that much attention to the road. Because if you were suddenly aware of your mortality, I mean, if we fall off, it is quite serious. So, I constantly think about that. I don't know if you do.
I do like to look out for dangers. I'm constantly looking out for dangers and hazards when I'm out on the road. Car drivers, I do believe, are one of the biggest. But it's all about being aware of it. And like you said, I don't think the car drivers are aware of the dangers.
I think it's very easy in a minority transport to see the few motorcyclists that do probably pass you on the motorway on one wheel and are having probably more fun than is safe. But quite a lot of the time, I think that if a motorcyclist is being an arse, it's normally not for long because he's only going to hurt himself.
Exactly, that's the thing. We can't really damage anybody else, as we are only putting ourselves in risk, as the people that drive around in Citroen Saxos that are modified, they're driving around at gone 100 mile an hour and they're putting everyone at risk.
Interesting, where the talks about banning the modification of bikes. Do you think it you know, if in some, I don't know, I hope it's some fictional future, they do manage to do this, do you think cars would be next? I mean, how could they possibly legislate this?
That's a very good point. I don't think they'd be able to ban the modifications on bikes without being able to ban the modifications on cars, because I think then a lot of bikers would stand up and say that that's a bit biased, because you can't just ban the modifications on one.
It's very rare that a motorcyclist would ever modify their bike to make it more dangerous. If anything, sometimes it's upgrading tyres and doing things different to what your bog standard manufacturer spec would come out as anyway. So I guess that this is kind of a really interesting introduction for you. I don't know how long you've been riding, but you know, straight in at the deep end and here today, it must have felt quite special being around so many bikers that have definitely been around for a while.
Yeah, I've been biking a year and a half now, and it was quite special to lead out a pack of 36 bikers to stand up for something, and I was quite proud of myself for being able to set that up and being a big part of all of this.
Onward and upward, eh?
Definitely.
Thanks very much, Dan.
Thank you.